Welcome to Amplifying Voices, where we share the stories of people sparking change in our communities.
We center the voices of people who are LGBTQ+, Black, Indigenous, and people of color. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Ray.
Today we're joined by Valentina Lucero, who's a queer migrant living in the United States since 2003. They were forced into progressive organizing after having experienced state violence and family separation. Valentina joined the Southside Worker Center in 2018 and is currently the coordinator. They've engaged with Scholarships AZ since 2017. Valentina, what are you working on that excites you the most right now?
My most exciting project right now is the one-on-one help that I get to do with everybody that I've met through the Worker Center, with 100% listening to them and letting them guide where my time should be spent, because I'm working for them.
I know you're also really involved in Scholarships AZ, including working on shifting the culture of the organization. I was wondering if you'd be willing to share some of what that work has looked like.
Yeah, I joined Scholarships AZ when I was 18 years old. I was pretty young. So coming in, I took a backseat, not because I wanted to, but because I was still seen as someone coming in from the outside by some of the people in the leadership. That has totally changed now. We're trying to create a process for undocumented people to come in to the executive team and have a very clear pathway to the executive board. We want to create the empowerment in our community for our members, our youngest members, our 16-year-olds, to join the team as community advocates, then executive team members. Then when they step off the executive team, they could become board members. And now they're equipped with knowledge about nonprofit administration. They're equipped with grant writing, with so many different skills that you need to be able to participate in a board effectively.
How did you get involved in organizing work?
When I was in high school, back in 2017, my dad got detained by TPD. TPD released him within 24 hours, but he was immediately picked up by ICE. My family didn't know how to respond. I reached out to my high school counselor and I told her about what happened. She asked me if she could connect me with someone named Zobella, who was working at my high school through AmeriCorps and with Scholarships AZ. She brought me into her office and very honestly talked to me about what was happening. And she told me steps that I could take to figure out where my dad was, to figure out what was happening. Then she just stayed in contact with me. I became very hard to reach. I was going through a really hard time in my life and I wouldn't respond, but she kept letting me know that she was there for me. She kept trying to find ways to support me, even when I made it seem like I didn't want it. She supported me and my family through so much, and I stayed connected with Scholarships AZ ever since.
What advice do you have for other activists?
My favorite piece of advice to give everybody is to just listen. Listen with your heart. People are going to tell you exactly what they need. Don't try to figure it out. Don't try to say, oh, well, they're telling me this, it must be this other thing. If someone's telling you they need a bed, get them a bed. That one-on-one support that you're doing with people is going to be the most important. Those people may not have the capacity to join your network right now, but they will one day. And so long as you're supporting them and you're loving them and you're making it known that they're part of your community, no matter what happens, they're part of your community and you're a part of their community. That kind of mutual support and unconditional respect is what's needed in this movement.
Do you have any other messages that you'd like to share with people in Tucson?
Yeah, a lot of people out of state are moving into Tucson. Take people moving to Tucson with a grain of salt. Always ask why you're coming here, what you're bringing, and what you're offering to the city. If people are hiring for a position that's high paying, hire local, hire within the city, and spend local. Keep the money within the city.
Thanks for listening to Amplifying Voices. For the full interview, photos, and more, visit peoplesparkingchange.org.
Music by Jaime J. Soto.